Kat Rogensack of Madison disagrees with being labeled conservative, but her decisions do often echo the current so-called conservative majority of the Wisconsin Supreme Court. If she ends up voting in a traditionally conservative way on politically charged cases, it would be the first time in decades for conservatives to rule the state Supreme Court 5-2 instead of 4-3. But Rogensack won't talk about most political issues.
You know, I was asked to take positions on more than, I don't know, 14 or 15 issues throughout the campaign, and you can just see that you can't do that. To everyone, it's their one issue, and pretty soon you have a court that looks like it's decided everything in advance.
Her opponent, Ed Bruner of Rice Lake, criticized Rogensack early on for refusing to rule out taking special interest money. Rogensack eventually agreed that special interest money damages a judge's credibility. After the election, both candidates said judicial campaigns should be fully funded by the state, and Bruner also said spending caps are needed.
So that people aren't able to disdain the public financing in favor of just using their own treasury, personal treasury, to run a campaign against someone else who is going to accept public financing.
Bruner accepted public money and the consequent spending limit. Rogensack didn't and outspent Bruner by about 2-1, thanks partly to some sizable loans from her own pocket. Current Supreme Court Justice William Bablich is retiring. When Rogensack replaces him in the fall, she'll be part of the first Wisconsin Supreme Court with a majority of women. Benson Gardner, Wisconsin Public Radio.